Where in the world is Justin Wong? It's Overseas Experience, your international news update on 95BFM.
Yes, this week's international news is a bit different it's a bit different because it involves talking about the situation at home.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues around the globe, the world's 1.8 billion Muslims observing the Islamic holy month of Ramadan have to adopt the way on how to celebrate this year. Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar, and it was the month that Muslims believed the first verses of the Quran were revealed to their Prophet Muhammad. The official period varies in the Western calendar each year and in different countries because it begins at the first sighting of the crescent of the new moon, meaning some countries could start earlier while some start later. Because of that, Ramadan could last 29 or 30 days, all depending on the lunar calendar. That's why this year, most Muslim nations such as Saudi Arabia, Indonesia, Morocco, Syria, and the United Arab Emirates started Ramadan last Friday, but some countries in North Africa, like Egypt and Tunisia, started on Thursday, and for Iran, Ramadan began on Saturday. During Ramadan, Muslims fast from dawn to dusk, pray communally five times a day, and do good deeds, such as giving to charity or helping out at a local mosque to give out free food to those in need. On top of the five daily prayers, Muslims also perform a form of prayer called Taraweeh, which translates to rest and relax at their local mosque after iftar, or breaking fast, as a form of spiritual connection and unity with other Muslims from other backgrounds. The last 10 days of the month are considered as the holiest of the holy month, and Muslims are encouraged to pray more and do more good deeds. Karim Ismail is an Egyptian PhD student at the University of Auckland, and he told me Ramadan plays an important role for the society.
However, from the social perspective, it is a huge time, or the main time for family together. Even back home, people are having those what we call iftar tables, where people can't reach their home before, in the time of breaking the fasting. They are gathered with sort of random meals, like the Salvation Army meals, for instance, similar in New Zealand. And people from all sectors of the society, just because you were there and you couldn't reach your home in time for iftar, you are eating. Number of mosques in New Zealand tend to have that as sort of a unity between different Muslims.
Isra Abdul, Karim's partner, also said Ramadan traditions differ between countries.
We used to have in Egypt back home, children used to walk on the streets and sing songs while they are holding candles. And this is as a tradition in Egypt. And we used to also first day and second day, we used to spend that with our families. For a huge gathering in a grandpa and grandma, and also next days we used to meet our friends in their homes or outside. We used to share different desserts and food with the neighborhood.
At overseas, governments of Muslim majority countries adjusted their lockdown measures against COVID-19 for Ramadan. In Saudi Arabia, home to the holiest Islamic cities of Mecca and Medina, continued its strict social distancing measures. While King Salman shortened the curfew to allow some shops to open during Ramadan, Islam's holiest mosques, the Grand Mosque in Mecca and the Prophet's Mosque in Medina, were closed to the public during the fasting period. Prayers on the first evening of Ramadan were restricted to clerics, security staff and cleaners, and it was broadcasted live on television. Other Arab countries also followed suit. The United Arab Emirates had eased total lockdown to an 8-hour curfew and partially reopened malls and markets. In Egypt, some shops were allowed to open, but mosques will be closed and all Ramadan activities are banned. Meanwhile, in Asia, the governments of Malaysia, Brunei and Singapore banned Ramadan markets, but not all governments took strict measures. Under the pressure of senior clerics, Pakistan rescinded orders to limit mosque gatherings, allowing worshippers to pray at mosques under rules such as keeping 2 meters apart and banning carpets and handshakes. The same was also seen at Aceh, which is the only Indonesian province to officially practice Sharia law, as its local religious governing body ignored the central government's orders to stay at home and allowed people to perform mass prayers. For the Islam world and the rest of the world, imams conducted prayers and religious lectures through video conferencing apps, social medias, and of course, radio, as imams from Paris's Grand Mosque will be delivering teachings through France's Arab language station Radio Orion. What about New Zealand though? Under Alert Level 3, mosques around the country will be closed for at least the next 2 weeks. Gatherings that are traditionally part of the Holy Month celebrations are also not allowed. So, what are Muslims in New Zealand doing for this year's Ramadan? For Karim and Isra, they are now trying to keep traditions going despite the Rahui.
We are trying very hard to keep the tradition and to keep the focus that we are actually in Ramadan, and we have to keep what we are doing, and we have to keep doing the good deeds. Even good deeds are now being a bit different with initiatives. I think there is feeding iftar and picking iftar.
Yeah.
Where you can buy online meals through some of those mosques, and it is for a charity. And on the other side, people will be loading their desire to have a meal. So it's more of like someone is doing charity, giving the money, and the others are getting the meal with that money.
Mohammed Bashir, who is part of the Sudanese Muslim community in Auckland, has moved prayers from mosques to his home.
We set up a lounge. We dedicated the lounge for prayers, and we call it the Prayers Lounge, so we could encourage to pray together. We pray in a group, we call it Jamara, like what you do in the mosque. We even we set up to pray Taraweeh together as a family every evening. We pray it could take 20 to 30 minutes. This has been a great opportunity for us as a family to do it together, to pray together, and actually do the prayers in a similar fashion to what you do at the mosque. And we are very, very lucky to have that. Me personally, I've been more focused on the religion in the last couple of years, just to learning more about it. And it's been a nice time for me with my dad to lead the prayers for my brothers. And that's a special thing because, you know, leading the prayers is an honor. So we've been... My father and I, we've been organizing, you know, what to do for, you know, what to read for the prayers, and we've been leading the prayers every day. So we're lucky in that regard. I know many Muslim families are doing the same by praying at home and praying in a group. And we're just hoping that, you know, the COVID-19, that pandemic is goes away very soon for us, our families, and everywhere in New Zealand and overseas.
Overseas Experience with Justin Wong, only on 95 BFM.